Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 25, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Russian public officials banned from holding cryptocurrency. Crypto miner Marathon Patent Group buys $150 million in Bitcoin. Ethereum-based Consensus Quorum partners with China's BSN blockchain. Big investors stacked up Ether as price rose to record high. Collateralized debt obligations make their way into DeFi lending. First mover, Bitcoin flushes weak hands as Ethereum hits new all-time high. Now let's get started. Russian public officials banned from holding cryptocurrency. Russian government officials must dispose of any digital asset holdings before April 1. Russia's Ministry of Labor has informed officials of federal and local government bodies they are prohibited from owning cryptocurrency and must dispose of any holdings. A document, published on the ministry's website and dated December 16, 2020, indicates the directive is aimed at preventing corruption. The news was first reported by Russian crypto news outlet Forklog. The letter states that public officials in Russia on the federal and local levels, including Bank of Russia board members and chairs of government-owned corporations as well their spouses and underage children, are not allowed to own cryptocurrencies and any digital assets issued outside the country. The letter refers to the law on digital assets that came into force in January. The law includes a number of amendments to other Russian laws, including one that prohibits government officials from opening accounts in foreign banks and buying financial instruments from foreign countries. This list now adds digital assets issued in accordance with the foreign law and cryptocurrencies. Government officials must divest themselves of any digital assets by April 1, 2021. The rules for disclosure, however, are not that strict yet. Public officials don't have to report owning digital assets, along with other kinds of property, in their anti-corruption declarations for the year 2020 because this is the first year when the new law came into force. It's not clear how many government officials in Russia might own cryptocurrencies because there have been no public reports on the matter. Crypto miner Marathon Patent Group buys $150 million in Bitcoin. The Nasdaq-listed mining company wants to become a pure-play Bitcoin investment option for Wall Street. Cryptocurrency mining company Marathon Patent Group, MARA, bought $150 million in Bitcoin for around $31,100 apiece during the crypto asset's recent price route. The Nasdaq-listed firm said Monday it purchased the cryptocurrency through institutional Bitcoin, BTC, plus 6.71%, shop NYDIG. Marathon is the latest publicly traded company to swap a cash treasury for Bitcoin, and, with 4,812.66 BTC now on the books, one of the largest by sheer investment size. Marathon CEO Marek Okamoto said in a statement the Bitcoin buy accelerates his mining company's transformation into a pure-play Bitcoin investment option for crypto-hungry Wall Street traders. Wall Street traders already have a few options on that front, some more creative than others. There's Square, the payments company and Cash App owner with 4,702 BTC. And there's Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, which has purchased over 600,000 BTC for its investors, many institutional. Grayscale is owned by CoinDesk parent company Digital Currency Group. But Nasdaq's flashiest indirect Bitcoin exposure vehicle is perhaps business intelligence company MicroStrategy, whose semi-regular Bitcoin buys it now holds 70,784 coins, have wooed investors, and boosted MSTR's share price 370% since July. Bitcoin mining company stocks have tracked with the market-leading crypto assets' recent price boom. But Marathon's investment strengthens its ties even further, seeking to peg its appeal even more tightly to Bitcoin with the investment. While fellow public crypto miners Riot Blockchain and Hut 8, a Canadian firm, also hold Bitcoin on their balance sheet, those larger miners amass their troves by mining and holding, not, like Marathon, through a direct investment model. They've been more successful by the numbers. In Q3 2020, Riot reported $2.4 million in mining revenue and Hut 8 disclosed $4 million. Marathon's far smaller mining fleet generated just $835,184 in revenue in the same period. The Bitcoin mining industry is now going through what Okamoto has called an arms race for new rigs. More mining machines means more mining power means more potential Bitcoin, and Marathon is racing to catch up. Marathon entered 2021 on a cash-raising tear as CEO Okamoto raced to win the mining rig arms race. Determined to push its rig count above 103,000 by next year, the company raised $200 million in early January and an additional $250 million just over a week later. Okamoto has said the capital infusions will fund business expansions. The company will not reach its target mining capacity anytime soon. In the interim, it's leveraging its cash to invest in Bitcoin now, Okamoto said. Okamoto told CoinDesk that Marathon had $425 million in cash on hand before completing its $250 million equity raise. He would not say how much cash the company has left. Ethereum-based consensus Quorum partners with China's BSN blockchain. The first partnership for Quorum since leaving JP Morgan is a big one. New York-based Ethereum Hub Consensus has partnered with the blockchain-based service network, BSN, to bring its enterprise ledger, Quorum, to China's nationwide blockchain project. As part of the partnership, announced Monday, Consensus Quorum, an open-source protocol layer that serves as a foundation for businesses to build Ethereum-based applications, will be available in about 80 different cities through BSN's public city nodes throughout mainland China. China is a great example of where enterprise blockchain is a strong play, said Charles D. Housie, Director of Strategic Initiatives and Consensus Man in Hong Kong. What Ethereum is doing with Consensus Quorum is connecting people who are essentially migrating from the permission chain to the global chain. It's a plum announcement for Quorum, the privacy-centric blockchain originally designed by engineers from JP Morgan. Quorum appeared to be in the wilderness for a time, between being spun out of the bank and rehoused within the Consensus ecosystem. Quorum was very much associated with JP Morgan, but there was also this open-source software which was available to many developers, said D. Housie in an interview. It may not have been apparent, but there was this large audience of enterprise users, and we are now bringing to this ecosystem other products and applications from Consensus. The BSN was founded in April 2020 by Red Date Technology, a Beijing-based software company, China UnionPay and China Mobile. BSN spans various cloud environments and portals in China. Quorum is already integrated with Alibaba Cloud, and is also backed by the Chinese government in the form of the National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC, an economic planning agency. Designed to be the backbone of the so-called Digital Silk Road, BSN has so far deployed 108 public city nodes, connecting over 80 cities across mainland China and 8 public city nodes in other countries around the world, according to a press statement. After the launch, BSN will include Quorum in BSN's training programs in 2021 to substantially accelerate the enterprise adoption of blockchain technology and Ethereum-based solutions in China, Yifan He, CEO of Red Date Technology and the Executive Director of BSN Development Association, said in a statement. Go Quorum will also be interoperable with other permissioned frameworks and open permissioned frameworks on BSN, he said, building the blockchain cornerstone for the new infrastructure in China. Summing up, D. Housie pointed out permissioned blockchain was the obvious start of the journey for many large firms but that commercially these networks are extremely hard to get off the ground. Enterprise blockchain has been given strong support from the government in China and the tech is a good fit for the country's sprawling manufacturing landscape, he said. China's industries, which are a global network of large and small suppliers, are not integrated as they were in the past, said D. Housie. They are jumping on coordination tools such as blockchain, Big investors stacked up Ether as price rose to record high. The increased accumulation by investors with deep pockets may have put upward pressure on Ether's price. Strong hands look to have been backing the recent rally to record highs for Ethereum's Ether cryptocurrency. The number of whale addresses, those holding at least 10,000 ETH, plus 8.12%, jumped to a 13-month high of 1,103 on Saturday, according to on-chain data from blockchain analytics firm Glassnode. More than 35 whale addresses have been created this month alone, and 75 since mid-November. The increased accumulation by investors with deep pockets may have put upward pressure on Ether's price. The second largest cryptocurrency by market value rose to a record high of $1,450 late Sunday and was last seen changing hands near $1,405, representing a 90% gain on a year-to-date basis, according to CoinDesk 20 data. Small investors look to have participated in the rally, too. Both the number of non-zero addresses and addresses holding at least 0.1 ETH have risen to record highs. While the on-chain data is encouraging for Ether bulls, drawing conclusions from metrics focusing on address growth changes should be done with care because a single user can control multiple addresses. However, the data would appear to indicate an influx of money into the Ether market, probably via new and existing investors. Supply shortage. Data also shows Ether is leaving centralized exchanges, possibly creating a supply shortage and facilitating a stronger bullish move, according to one analyst. The number of coins held on exchanges fell to 15,469,582 over the weekend, the lowest level since October 2019. The exchange balance has declined by more than 1 million in the past 4 days alone. Further, exchanges witnessed a net outflow of 666,689 ETH on January 20, the biggest single-day exodus since May 2019. ETH leaving exchanges is bullish as diminished supply makes it easier for the price to squeeze higher, generating a supply crisis, trader and analyst Alex Kruger told CoinDesk. It's clear to me large parties are accumulating. Ether's outflow from centralized exchanges does not necessarily mean investors are taking direct custody of their coins, which would be the case with Bitcoin BTC, plus 6.74%. Some traders are likely depositing Ether into decentralized exchanges and liquidity pools, while others could be staking coins to earn passive income. Staking refers to locking up cryptocurrency to receive rewards for participating in transaction validation on a proof-of-stake blockchain. Ethereum, which is shifting over to a fundamental upgrade, launched its beacon chain for that purpose in December. Stronger gains ahead. The ETH slingshot is only now being drawn back, and we can expect a powerful upward move in the first half of 2021, Jahan Chu, managing partner at Hong Kong-based crypto investment firm Kinetic Capital said, adding that increased staking and the growth in decentralized finance DeFi is ratcheting up organic demand for the cryptocurrency. Ether locked in DeFi applications has increased from 6.615 million to 7.002 million in the past 15 days. However, the tally remains well below the early January high of 7.30 million and the 2020 high of 9.771 million, according to DeFi Pulse. The options market is flashing strongly bullish sentiment, with 1, 3 and 6-month put call skews trading below zero. A sign of calls bullish bets drawing higher prices than puts bearish bets, according to data source Skew. Collateralized debt obligations make their way into DeFi lending. The future of finance apparently involves Wall Street's ghosts. Suitably named Opium Finance has released collateralized debt obligation products, CDOs, for compound finance's automated lending markets, Opium Protocol founder Andrei Belyakov told CoinDesk in a phone interview Friday. Investors can put up the compound debt token CDA and soon Uniswap LP tokens to diversify exposure to DeFi lending markets. Opium's product pays out structured returns to both a senior and junior risk tranche in exchange. The former tranche offers a 7% fixed return on DAI, minus 0.08%, a collateral-backed stablecoin, at maturity, while the latter pool offers a variable rate paid out after filling up the senior tranche's return, a blog post shared with CoinDesk states. As depicted in Michael Lewis' The Big Short, CDOs are infamous for their role in monetizing the subprime mortgage crisis that spurred the 2008 financial crisis. Warren Buffett even went as far to call CDOs and other derivatives financial weapons of mass destruction years before the financial downturn. CDO holders lost out on expected payments when mortgage holders defaulted en masse. Banks that were overleveraged on the then worthless debt obligations began to default themselves, such as failed financial giant Bear Stearns. It's thought the transparent nature of blockchain-based financial applications could limit the downside of using these complex derivatives. Moreover, the risk profile of the average DeFi lending app is vastly different from the reasons CDOs became a household name over a decade ago. DeFi apps have little chance of becoming insolvent due to programmatic liquidation settings. Rather, the risk mostly comes down to software exploits which many poorly put together DeFi apps experienced this past year. Belyakov said risk tranching increases the efficiency of capital on lending markets, a poorly understood problem in young DeFi markets he thinks derivatives can help address. Risk tranching with crypto CDOs. It works as follows. A protocol issues a debt token representing a claim to funds deposited or locked on a DeFi app, such as CDAY. These debt tokens allow those same deposits to gain exposure again on other markets. However, most DeFi investors let these debt tokens sit idle in wallets, reinvest them as collateral for other loans, or put them up for yield farming. The problem is these bets often move in the same direction. Placing debt tokens into Opium's CDO, on the other hand, acts as a categorical alternative to other forms of capital exposure, Belyakov said. What we did was look at the lowest hanging fruit, Belyakov said. And we found that Uniswap LP tokens, Compound CDAY and some others are just stored on a wallet. They are not being used as collateral or farming. You don't utilize this capital. The derivative joins other early attempts to protect lenders from the software risks associated with decentralized finance. For example, Saffron Finance launched its unaudited protocol in November, while little-known protocol Barnbridge continues to build out an offering similar to Opium's. The protocol also released a credit default swap (CDS) product for the Tether USDT, -0.22% stablecoin in September. Opium is also jumping on the governance token bandwagon. The protocol released its Opium token Monday for decentralizing the protocol's governance structure. The launch was preceded by a Pramin and a $3.5 million private sale, including participation from venture capitalist Mike Novogratz, Galaxy Digital, QCP Soteria, Hashkey and Alameda Research, among others. First mover, Bitcoin flushes weak hands as Ethereum hits new all-time high. Last week's rout in the Bitcoin market looks like weak hands selling out because bidders appeared to materialize whenever prices fell to $30,000. Bitcoin (BTC) was higher on Monday at around $33,000, rebounding after a 9.9% drop in the 7 days through Sunday, the biggest weekly drop since August. Bitcoin is seeing some consolidation itself after surviving another run at $30,000, Craig Erlam, senior market analyst for the London-based foreign exchange brokerage Oanda, wrote Monday in an investor update. A move back above $35,000 may start to change the conversation, but the trend is against it these last few weeks and a move lower still looks more likely. Ether (ETH), the main cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain, rose early Monday to a new all-time high price of $1,476.12. Ether, which is the second biggest digital asset by market value after Bitcoin, has nearly doubled just in January alone. Given the dip from Bitcoin and the steadiness of Ether, we could see investors move capital into the latter as they look for the next crypto asset that is going to perform in the current bull run, David Durhi, an analyst with the trading platform eToro, said in emailed comments. In traditional markets, Asian and European shares rose and U.S. stock futures pointed to a higher open as investors weighed the odds of more economic stimulus. Gold strengthened 0.4% to $1,864 an ounce. Market moves. Bitcoin is coming off its worst week in almost 5 months, but the main takeaway, according to veteran digital market traders and analysts, is that it wasn't really all that bad. A quick glance at price charts shows that declines at least as large as last week's 9.9% retreat have happened 9 times in the past 2 years. And the cryptocurrency's price has risen so dramatically and consistently over the period that those prior corrections almost look quaint. The worst sell-off in recent memory was the 33.5% weekly plunge in March 2020, when the devastating economic toll of the coronavirus became clear to global investors. But in absolute dollar terms, that $2,690 drop was less than last week's $3,950 loss, showing just how far Bitcoin's price has climbed since then. According to Kraken, the cryptocurrency exchange, buyers appeared to materialize last week whenever prices fell to about $30,000. That's just above the $29,112 level where Bitcoin started off the year, following a 2020 when it quadrupled in price. While 10% plus drawdowns shake conviction, these moves have been met with strong bids. Delphi Digital, a cryptocurrency analysis firm, told clients Friday in a note, shaking out profit takers and weak hands is necessary for BTC to make strides upwards. According to Chainalysis, a blockchain analysis firm, Bitcoin's recent rally to new record highs above $40,000 may have been too much to resist for speculators who have only recently nosed into the cryptocurrency arena, lured by the outsize returns of recent years. New buyer behavior is still a major source of medium-term price volatility and is currently elevated, Philip Gradwell, chief economist for New York-based Chainalysis, wrote Friday. It is important to restate that the Bitcoin price is still at historically very high levels. Ryan Selkies, CEO of the digital markets analysis firm Messari, wrote that last week's tumble looked like a nice little dip for new buyers, and a wealth transfer from some of the weakest-handed sellers I've seen in crypto to those with an actual investment thesis. Data extracted from the Bitcoin blockchain network show the number of addresses with at least 1,000 or more bitcoins increased last week, an indication that large institutional buyers may have been stepping into the market as prices dipped, CoinDesk's Muyao Shen reported Friday. The buying pressure seen in the lower bounds of the current range have been solid, Matt Blum, head of sales and trading at the cryptocurrency exchange firm EQUOS, told clients early Monday in a note. The selling pressure above is in no way weaker. If bulls manage to break out, though, the move to the next level, $34,855, could be explosive and even take us further, back to the upper $38,000s. The upshot? Further downside might still be in store, but the limited scope of last week's price decline reveals plenty of demand for Bitcoin at levels well above prices that prevailed in 2020. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.